This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Tim, I never thought I'd be saying the sentence, I relate to the Pope. But I do.
Yep.
Me and the Pope are the same human, apparently.
Pope Francis, he's done a confessional of his own. He said that sometimes when he's meant to be off, he says he's going out to pray. Obviously, the Pope would pray quite a fair bit.
Yeah.
He says sometimes he just goes, has a bit of a lay down, takes a nap. And look, to be fair, he is he's 80 years old.
Yeah.
I do not blame the guy.
I mean,
working full time.
Yeah.
Have a nap,
at
mate.
At 80, I'd allow it. I work full time. I nap every day.
All my grandparents do the exact same thing. What's the difference between him and them? They've just got a full time job.
Yeah.
So it is interesting. And then not only was he saying, when I pray, sometimes I fall asleep because he gets so deep into prayer. He started dobbing other people in. He's like, Santa Lisa, she did it too. She's doing it. You can't blame me. That's about,
get on, Pope impression.
I assume that's what the Pope sounds like. I hope nobody's offended.
I like the idea of him going, all right, clear my schedule, Teresa.
Pray.
I'm heading off to pray, you know, praying. Praying time's important for us popes. We've got to pray really hard.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And then he just hops off to bed.
Yep, gets his other robe on.
And I reckon he has 4-hour naps like I do.
Oh, mate, he would do 12-hour days. So it got me thinking, 13, 12, 16, because he's meant to be praying. Mm-hmm. That's what he said he's doing. What were you doing? What were you meant to be doing when you were napping?
Yeah.
Like you missed a full gym personal training session because you slept not only through it, but you could have pushed it back by half an hour two times.
Yeah.
You missed out a whole 2-hour block of your session.
I was supposed to go to PT last week and I ended up sleeping through my session and I woke up to like frantic phone calls from my PT being like, where are you?
And you're just like, sorry, I was praying. So 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What were you meant to be doing when you were napping? And right now we are in the middle on 13, 12, 16 of what were you meant to be doing while you were napping?
Yeah, because apparently the Pope, when he says he's praying, actually takes a nap.
Yep. Kesha's song should be called Napping. Oh,
that's my jam. That's my jam.
That is the combination for you that you absolutely love. Because Pope says sometimes when he prays, has a kip instead.
Yeah.
He started blaming other people saying, I'm not the first one to do it. Calm down, Pope Francis.
Yeah, because you don't want to be the only one to tap cop and heat for it.
Exactly. Got Jason on 13, 12, 16. Jason, what were you meant to be doing when you were napping?
8 years ago, I was in Lucendale teaching and I actually fell asleep during the day. I went out at recess time because I was so crook and I got a nap until lunchtime and woke up in the bell and went back into class and started teaching 10 seconds after I woke up.
Oh,
so
my God.
Nothing technically, but I got paid to sleep in my car because I was so crook.
That's amazing.
I'm happy with my taxpaying dollars going to something like that, mate.
Absolutely.
Jace, what happened when you woke up? It was kind of like a, oh no.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, what bell was that? And so I started walking into the school and all the kids were going into the classroom I was supposed to be teaching.
All right, kids, I mean, now we're going to do a new class called Nap Time.
Golden star for me. Thanks for your call, Jace. We've got a Subway voucher for you, mate.
Thanks.
No worries, mate.
We've also got Tom from the Mount on 13 to 16. Tom, what were you supposed to be doing when you took a nap?
Well, I was supposed to be moving house.
That's the winner.
Yeah, I took a couple of days off work to pack up my apartment and my girlfriend was still at work and I said I'd do it and watched a bit of Netflix and had a nap instead.
Next minute. Oh, yeah. Tom. See, it happens to the best of us, Tom.
I feel like not only would you be in the bad books, there'd be a series of books that you'd be in the bad. How do you escape that?
Well, I can't really escape it because when my girlfriend came home and she realised that she had to help me pack up half the house that I was meant to have done, there was no real escaping.
Yeah, you're like, sorry, babe, didn't pack the house, but Stranger Things Season 2, recommend it. Thanks for your call, Tom. Got a Subway voucher for you, champ.
Awesome. Thanks, heaps, guys.
No worries, mate.
Hey, Tim, in this next song, I'm just going to go out the back and make a coffee.
Yeah, same. If we don't come back after the news, something's gone wrong. Come on.
Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.